This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, reviving some of the oldest recorded American music for modern ears. First, though, Move Over Vegas Gambling is coming to the city of brotherly love. That's right, Philadelphia may soon be the biggest city in the country to offer casino-style gambling on dry land. 5 would-be casino operators are vying for 2 slot machine licenses in the city. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
For 88 years, the Bud Company assembled auto parts and rail cars at its plant in the Nicetown section of North Philadelphia. At its height, this 85-acre campus of brick factory buildings employed about 6,000. By the time it closed 3 years ago, the number had dwindled to only 130.
They're simply not here at all at this point. So it's been a long time since there has been major industrial work done in this area.
Reverend Jesse Brown is the leader of the Multi-Community Alliance, a group that's against the plan to build a casino on the Bud site.
They want to tell us that the casino will be a net gain for the community when we know in every other place that casinos exist, including Atlantic City, it's a net loss for neighborhoods and communities.
Brown is talking about a proposed $300 million slots parlor under the banner of Trump Entertainment Resorts, with 3,000 slot machines, movie theaters, and a restaurant. Trump Vice President Robert Pickus says the company created hundreds of stable local jobs at its casino in Gary, Indiana. And Pickus says the proposed Trump Street slot parlor would do the same for Philadelphia.
This is an area that, with the leaving of the Bud plant and some other businesses, have lost thousands of jobs over the last number of years. And, although the 1,000 or so jobs this would bring doesn't replace all of those jobs, it's at least the beginning of it. And then it leads to all of the other benefits in the community, whether it's home ownership, home improvement.
About a mile from the former Bud factory, carpenters are sawing wood in what will be the living room of a 3-story row house. It's one of several abandoned houses on the block that are being refurbished by the Allegheny West Foundation, a nonprofit that rehabs houses for first-time home buyers. Foundation President Ron Hinton says the Trump Street Casino could be a boon to the neighborhood if it's done right.
There has to be a planned process. I mean, it has to specifically have resources linked in a strategic way to initiatives that will have impact in neighborhoods.
Hinton says that means jobs, and it means a financial commitment from Trump Street to put money into community development projects that will improve the neighborhood.
Not improve the traffic drive from people going to the casino. Improve the opportunity for somebody to buy this home.
Trump Street is offering a financial commitment. It's promising $2.5 million up front and at least $600,000 a year to a community foundation. And Trump Street says it will try to fill 3/4 of the jobs at the casino with people who live within a mile and a half. But skeptics say that won't be easy to do. William Thompson teaches public administration at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and he's the author of Gambling in America, an encyclopedia. He says casinos in Detroit promised lots of local jobs that never materialized.
Because the employees, number one, had to have some technical skills, they had to have good work experience, and then there were extensive background police checks on them, so they couldn't have arrest records. Well, these criteria would disqualify many people in the local area, just like many people in Atlantic City were disqualified from having jobs in the casino.
Thompson, who was paid to study the Trump Street proposal by a union that opposes it, says casino impact reports tend to downplay the social costs of problem gambling.
When you put a casino in a poor neighborhood, what you get is poor people playing in a casino.
Trump Street officials contend the slots parlor will draw many of its players from the city's affluent western suburbs. Trump isn't the only would-be casino operator eyeing Philadelphia. There are 4 other proposals for casinos along the Delaware River, including 2 in the Fishtown neighborhood. Lifelong Fishtown resident Terry Livingston says she's glad the casinos are coming.
I think it's great for the city that they're bringing them in. Jobs, revenue, everything. We need it. We need something here. Got to bring somebody's real estate taxes down, so they got to do something.
On the other hand, Livingston isn't planning to be in Fishtown when they arrive.
I'm getting ready to sell and move. That's what I'm going to do.
The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board hopes to award slots licenses by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.